Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked and locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network, the powerhouse in communications. Rich Sheban's with us. Welcome, Rich Sheban.
Well, thank you, Vince Finelli. I've been waiting years to do that. I'm sorry. How are you doing today?
I'm really, really well. I've been so busy. I know you have too. The weather is just what was needed to do some farming and seeding. And we said, you know, we have a choice. We can buy commercial fertilizer. We can buy chicken manure that has antibiotics in it. We can do something else. And so what we decided to do was we want to stay organic. And, you know, we're not looking for any certification. We just know what we are. So we are organic here. And we decided to buy some clover seeds. And clover seeds are really, really expensive. And we bought 50 pounds. That doesn't sound like much. But we seeded about, I'm thinking like 60 acres with 50 pounds of clover seeds. So how do you do that? Because clover seeds are about the size of granulated pepper or ground pepper or fine, fine sand. I mean, how do you spread just a dog food size bag, 50-pound bag of that over 60 acres, let's say? So we had to make a spreader. And have you ever done anything like that?
Well, I have one of those little spreaders that it's like a bag you carry over your shoulder, and then it's got a handle that you wind, and if I have to disperse seeds, I do it that way.
Yeah, yeah. If I did that over 60 acres, I'd be doing it until next year.
That's correct.
Yeah. So what I did was I got a 5-gallon bucket, and I drilled little tiny holes in the bottom of about 30 of them. And each hole is about, I had to experiment to get it, the right number of holes and the right size. And each hole had to be about 3 times the size of a clover seed, which is tiny. You know, this is probably, each hole is smaller than the lead of a number 2 pencil. Okay? So it's really small. And I strapped that on the back of a 4-wheeler, and it went round and round and round and round and round. That's what I did. And it took hours to do that. And the neighbors probably thought, oh, he's going around in circles on his 4-wheeler. He's probably lost his mind because nobody does that, right? Nobody goes round and round and round for hours on each field. And then I did them three separate times. And I've been doing that over the last several weeks. And the clover is just starting to come up, and it looks great. So that's a lesson in constrained optimization. What that means is there's some constraints. The weather is one. Money is another one. Equipment is another one. And so I put all that together and thought, what can I do to seed these fields with the equipment that we have and spend no money except for seed? And clover seed is really, really expensive. I mean, I'm thinking a bag of clover seeds like almost $300. So, but it's done, and that will put nitrogen into the soil. and that is in lieu of some fertilizer. So it'll help the grass grow like crazy. And, of course, we use the cow manure, and we let the cows pee and poop on the fields, and then we take a drag and we spread it around. So the reason I'm saying all this is because I think this is where everybody's going to be headed, because we're looking at, I'm sure you're going to talk about the news in a flash and all of these horrible things that are happening with shortages, shutdowns, hacking, and your concerns. And I think people are going to start figuring out that there's no choice that's going to be left for Americans other than to apply constrained optimization. They're going to be forced to do it. And they're going to have to figure out how to make the best of what they've got. Any comments, Rich?
Well, you mentioned a few things there. First of all, as far as organic certification, being that we don't have a rule of law anymore, I wouldn't worry about that, folks. You got to get to know your farmer. You got to do your own reading and research and verification with where you get your food to make sure it isn't GMO, to make sure there isn't hormones, steroids, and antibiotics. I mean, they're printing meat now on 3D printers. They've been growing it in laboratories for a couple of years, even bioreactors now. You have to do your due diligence. That's why land is being bought up at every elevation. And I talked to my realtor just this weekend, and here in Northwest Montana, we only have about 25,000 acres of private land because we're 93% National Forest Service. But given that 25,000 acres, there's less than 30 properties, he told me, 20 acres or more available, because everybody's buying it up. And 75% of the purchasers, and I got this from a very credible source who's a friend of mine she works in the industry. I'm not going to give any more information. She told me that 75% of those people buying those properties are using cash. This shows a major exodus out of the urban suburban areas. So regarding organic certification, don't worry about it, because we have uncovered, I can't tell you how many articles over the past 10 years we've talked about a lot of companies being caught. They care more about the profits than they do about, you know, going by the rules. And we have to remember, you know, the reason why people are going here is because of the social conditioning, the removal of skill sets, the cognitive dissonance, the Stockholm syndrome, the pride, the ego. And a lot of people don't realize, but fear. The powers that be are changing people's game plan and plan of action and playbook with fear. You know, just a little paraphrase from the Nuremberg trial of 1945 regarding Hermann Göring. He was asked a question: how did you convince the German people to accept all this murder and rape and illegality and tyranny and fascism? Well, his response, and I'm going to just quote this: it was easy, as has nothing to do with Nazism. The only thing the government needs to turn people into slaves is fear. If you can find something to scare them, you can make them do anything you want. So this is something that we need to consider, and I know people in this audience are aware of the powers that be. It's not a left-right paradigm. It is the aristocracy trying to control the serfs, and we've given at least 35 different pieces of evidence that's been proven regarding the agenda, from depopulation to fear to lockdowns to eliminating, destroying our economy, eliminating supply and demand. We've talked about all this in detail. But see, now we even have where this fear is so stifling. We have proven regarding small business destruction, proven supply chain disruptions. We have so many people who are bought and paid for at the highest levels who have literally been caught aiding and abetting, and their accessories for the crimes. All this, including even election fraud. Over 22,000 mail-in ballots received the day before being mailed in Arizona. Over 33,000 illegal aliens voted. Look, we have so much corruption and manipulation in the whole corrupt system that people have no choice but to relearn the 19th century skills and maybe dovetail that with 21st century technology. You know, just like this cybercrime with the gas pipeline from Texas to New York. Do you really, really think that today, with all this technology and all this hacking, that this wasn't planned? You know, you got to look beyond the trees and see the forest, and vice versa. Because when you see gas prices going up because of this so-called hacking, don't you think they're going to sneak in more expensive, controlled fuel under the guise of green energy? How about all this inflation that we've been talking about? They know they can't stop the inflation. They know they're printing money where they're making drunken sailors blush. So they're camouflaging inflation under the guise of this planned cyber attack. This is how they do it. Vince, any comments?
Sure. You know, I was thinking about the American aristocracy. And I was thinking about the serfs. So, class, if you're just wondering what Rich is talking about, if you're wondering who the serfs are, that would be us. We are the serfs. If you're wondering who the aristocracy are, they have names like Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, Harvey Weinstein, George Soros, Bernie Madoff, names like that. And of course, then we have the Congress critters, and you know, they're part of the aristocracy as well. So when you think about the aristocracy, those are the people who are telling you what to do. Those are people who are making the rules. Those are people who are saying, well, we're going to spray chalk in the skies because you know, that will reduce the temperature of the earth. Those are people who are saying you need to have your vaccines and because we need to fight the virus and we need to reduce population at the same time. You know, guys like Bill Gates. And then if you look at the aristocracy, and you look at, you know, guys like that were well-respected. John Fitzgerald Kennedy, he was a womanizer. If you look at Bill Gates, the latest is coming out about Bill Gates being a, you know, a friend of Jeffrey Epstein, and how Bill Gates stayed at Jeffrey's his house, his townhouse in New York City, and how he spent three times there talking about philanthropy. Now, what is philanthropy? It seems to me that philanthropy is giving away other people's money. That seems to be what philanthropy is, as far as I can tell.
That's right. Hey, you know, Vince, I'll tell you something. When you talk about Bezos or Gates, doesn't matter. You know, when these guys get divorced, it's really divorce theater. I mean, does it look like, from what I've read, that Gates is involved in the pedophile blackmail ring, Epstein ring? It sure does. But these people don't care because they control the media. They control the narratives. They control everything. But what divorce theater does, when Bezos and Gates and all these wealthy people get divorced, it really is so they can liquidate a lot of their stocks because they have to, under the guise of paying off their ex-wives before the stock market crashes. When you really look at a lot of these big moves, that's when it usually happens. It's a shifting of assets. So, again, we have to look at too many people are listening to the narratives in the mainstream media. That's their job. Their job is to be actors, okay? Their job is to manufacture perception. Their job is to divide and conquer strategies with group identity politics. They use professional wordsmithing, head yelling and dialectics, subliminal messages in every movie and sitcoms. That's what they do. This is why I've read so many excerpts from Marx, Alinsky, Cloward and Piven. You know, too many people are drunk on the Kool-Aid of political correctness, and we're getting our lives confiscated because of it.
We'll be right back.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you you want if you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch? We can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids. Packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kurt Sheban's with us, and I know this is going to be a fascinating class. And we won't be taking phone calls today because Rich has so much material to cover. No kidding. Rich, please continue.
Well, thank you, Vince. And, folks, the reason why I'm doing a little more what Vince calls news in a flash lately is because we're at the end game. We're well beyond the 11th hour. So I feel that articles and information, I could do a little more rapid fire to give you tools to prove everything we've been talking about for the 10 years, the corruption, the manipulation, and how it's not a left-right paradigm, and all the disguises, all the headwinds, the robotics, automation, and artificial intelligence, how a little guy is getting affected by deflation, stagflation, and every day a little more inflation as well. So I just feel it's not that I'm anti-stories, anti-analogy, anti-banter. I'm not. They have their place too. I just feel the whole system could come down any hour, and I just feel giving information to our listeners is so important right now. So that being said, I'm going to just jump to news in a flash, and I'm going to start with general news, and then I'm going to go to healthcare after that. And the first article is Biden to give amnesty reparations to illegal aliens deported under Trump. You can't make this stuff up. Next, open borders, Biden dismantles Trump immigration policies. Almost one per day. He's done approximately 100 executive actions already. And you know he's not, because he is a puppet, he is not doing this on his own. He's basically letting the powers that be tell him what to do, and even writing them as well. Next, we're so corrupt that nobody mentions the head of Biden's CIA is bought by the Chinese. Now, of course, folks, we can go into great detail, and I wouldn't give as much information if we did that. And I just feel it's so important for you guys to read, research, and verify what we say. If you don't believe a word we say, that's where you need to go on these alternative media sites and get truth. Next, to promote equality, California proposes a ban on advanced math classes. Now, I'm going to say my disclaimer. I say at least once per broadcast. These are published articles in the public domain. Some of these articles sound like they're surreal. They're treasonous. They're seditious. They're espionage. They're propaganda. They're hoaxes. Basically, what it does is uncover all this. And one of the things, and Vince can verify this, that I've talked about in great, great detail with evidence shows how the bottom 93% is being eliminated and canceled and put in poverty intentionally. It's not about equality and fairness and tolerance and diversity and inclusiveness. These are BS, politically correct buzzwords that have been changed by definition to use as a tool to mostly distract, dumb down, divide us by groups, and sway public opinion. Their job is to create narratives and talking points, and they have a conclusion. They have a direction they want to take us, and they make things up as they go along to funnel us into thinking this way. And one of the many ways I've proved this over the years is to show you the math, the trends, to show you how small business is being destructed with our fascist system, to show you how the bottom 93% monies is being redistributed to the top 1 to 2%. And I've spent lots of time on this, a ton of time on this. I'm blue in the face talking about all the illegalities by the powers that be, you know, the welfare for the rich. I've spent a ton of time talking about the headwinds of where we are as a society. I've talked about money out of thin air, stock buybacks. I mean, I have a whole monologue on welfare for the rich. And as they lower the bars of standards for getting a job and print money, none of us has more opportunities. We'll be right back, folks.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy told his Republican colleagues to expect a vote on Wednesday on removing Representative Liz Cheney from her leadership post. Cheney is under fire from members of her own party for continually battling the GOP. More signs the pandemic is coming to an end. People who deliver packages to businesses and homes classified as couriers and messengers by the Labor Department saw the industry's biggest monthly job losses in more than 20 years in April. Indeed's Nick Bauer says employers in the industry might be thinking that demand for delivery services won't be as strong post-pandemic as they originally thought. End quote. NBC has announced it will drop its broadcast of the Golden Globe ceremony in 2022 after a Hollywood backlash over the ethics of the group and its lack of diversity. Actor Tom Cruise joined the revolt by returning three Golden Globes he's won over the years. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
As the Biden administration continues to put the U.S.-Mexico border crisis on the back burner, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton tells Fox News President Biden's policies have led to this humanitarian surge.
Sadly, I think that may be part of how people remember this. I mean, this started from his first day in office when he invited people to come in and said, we won't deport you, and look at the results. We knew the results would be similar. We didn't have any idea how bad they'd be. And just going to the border, which I wish he would experience the same thing I've experience, which is seeing all these kids packed in, high risk of disease, being dealt with by the cartels because they don't get here unless the cartels let them. And the only people I think that are benefiting by this humanitarian crisis are the cartels.
Mr. Paxton on the Biden administration continuing to blame President Trump for the border crisis.
The only way that works is if people don't see what is actually happening, because clearly under the Trump administration, we started getting control of the border with all kinds of different ideas, from building a wall to actually letting border control do their job. And by keeping people in Mexico when they were trying to get asylum until they had their hearing. Those policies worked. It slowed down immigration. As soon as Biden comes into office, the whole thing breaks loose and, you know, hundreds of thousands of people are now coming. I think most Americans are smart enough to understand that and see what's going on.
New cases of COVID-19 in the United States fell for a fourth week in a row, dropping 17% last week to just under 290,000. The lowest weekly total since September 2020. Deaths from COVID-19 fell 1.3%. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, you know, if we are going to erase advanced math in California, if we're going to go down that road, you might as well take an eraser to the Silicon Valley portion of the map of California, because advanced math is absolutely positively necessary to produce the kinds of technology that come out of Silicon Valley, California. And if we're going to continue on this road, and I hate to be graphic, class, but I'm going to do it anyway, if we are going to continue down this road of equal participation, then the National Football League is going to need to have blind, deaf, dumb, paraplegic, and midget players in the first string on the field. the Boston Philharmonic Orchestra will need to hire deaf musicians and place them in the front row. Rich?
Yeah, you know, and Vince, how many times and how many different ways do they talk about the delegitimization of work and what happens when, under the guise of equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity, and inclusiveness, and all these BS politically correct buzzwords, certain groups feel entitled to play the victim group status and look demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job. If we do that to the NFL, the bread and circuses of the world, of the country, no one's going to watch it. That's the purpose of the NFL, the Major League Baseball, of the NBA, is to get people to be dismissed from reality so they watch the gladiators fight. That's what it's all about. So when you create these distractions and these diversions, you can easily, through incrementalism, eliminate hard work, poor results, qualifications, and doubt people's value. That delegitimizes work. That means nothing matters. And then you bring, and then you demand no protection, rights, or restitution under the rule of law for the people targeted and affected. And then you give runaway power to the most corrupt organizations. You enable them. You protect them. You give them liability immunity. You destroy capitalism. You enforce fraud, even though fraud has no statute of limitations. You make America illegitimate by using fascism, by creating more wealth inequality. And you get the useful idiots, as the elite calls them, to basically protect their group hyphen and pronoun over their country. So we eliminate the rule of law. We bring in precedents to protect the elite, to give them free lunch. They give us back divide and conquer strategies. We ignore the brainwashing, hypocrisy, and double standards. And then America's done. And that's why I do this. I know I go off into a lot of different tangents. It's impossible not to, Vince, but I'm going to continue. Next article, Pelosi tweets photo of different black baseball player trying to celebrate the legacy of Willie Mays. Well, she was literally in the tweet with somebody else that wasn't Willie Mays. And I just want, the reason why I brought this up is because over the commercial break, I heard words like ethics and diversity from the commercial. Of course, it's always used to shut people up so they can be called a controversial, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent, hater, conspiracy theorist. But I want to remind everybody, remember when Hillary had Eric Holder and a bunch of other black men, and she made a comment during an interview that they all look alike to me? And I'm paraphrasing, maybe that's not exactly what she said, but that was definitely the implication. People, these people don't care about your group. They don't care about your group at all. They care about consolidating power, money, and control. That's it. They used to care about your vote, but obviously with all the corruption and the election rigging, they don't even care about that anymore. This is the world that we live in. Next, and rents are soaring too. Okay, I was going to mention that in continuity with my what Biden's doing for illegal immigrants, which is a lot more than what he's doing for the American people. Little thing about rent. Again, look beyond the trees here. Why is illegal immigration going up? Why? When you look at the 200 companies that I talked about, I gave a monologue on this couple times over the past several weeks or so, or month. 200 companies are out there buying hedge funds and pension funds and buying houses because they want the tangibility and they want the cash flow because they're not selling these houses. These funds and Wall Street and the banks are liaisons for the renters. And then the cash flow and the and there's such, people are seeking, investors are seeking tangible hard assets right now. So these 200 companies are thriving because of these pension funds and hedge funds and Wall Street that's buying all these houses. Not for the purpose of giving the little guy a leg up, but to keeping them downtrodden as renters. No options, more fear, more
control. You see how that works? You see how those dots get connected, people? Next, Tucker Carlson shatters media science. Why are thousands of people dying from the COVID vaccine? Well, I've got a lot on that today. I just felt I wanted to do general information first. But the reason why I mention this, folks, is because of the fact that Tucker Carlson, he's on Fox, okay? I want to pat him on the back right now and thank him for his courage. And, you know, you've heard me talk many times about how we should be judging people, and that's patriotism, intelligence, and courage, the pick factor, and the several subsets under each one. But Fox makes a ton of money from Big Pharma ads. So for him to say this, I want give Tucker Carlson the credit he deserves, because most people do not have the guts to say this. Okay, I got to move on here. I got too much. Arkansas ends sales taxes on gold and silver. Right now, and to Governor Greg Gianforte, who's doing a great job in Montana, okay, I think what you should think about doing is creating a Montana intranet, Governor Gianforte. And you have to look at the facts. We have the highest allocations of stocks right now that the U.S. has ever had, household stocks. But you got to look at the debt. You got to look at this potential crash that everybody says may be happening this summer. You got to look at the margin calls that's going to happen unprecedented. And use that analogy just like a home equity loan. When you use your equity, whether it be in stocks or homes, to get out more cash for liquidity, to buy more of that same stuff, when the crash occurs, everybody loses because the people have to sell everything that's not nailed down to pay for the margin calls. That's the way it works. So the reason why I'm saying this with what Arkansas did with ending the sales tax on gold and silver, we need to incorporate a Plan B, Governor Gianforte, into our commerce system and make silver and gold not just legal tender, especially for small business, but we absolutely need to create our own valuations as a state, as a region, because they call the COMEX the CRIMEX for a reason. We all know that silver and gold is the most manipulated, corrupt system. How can all these commodities be going up, Governor Gianforte, but not silver and gold? There's a reason for this, because the powers that be want to bring in a cryptocurrency that's centralized, that has nothing to do with commerce and everything to do with controlling the people and keeping them down and paying them to be snitches and tattletales. Governor Gianforte, we need to create a Montana intranet, and we need to revalue silver and gold as it should be. Okay, I can talk in great detail, but I don't have time. Next, New Hampshire Patriots launch petition to stop audit fraud by Democrats. Here comes the audit fraud, people. DOJ Civil Rights Division threatens to get involved in Arizona audit. We are corrupt at the highest levels. The federal government does not have jurisdiction in the states for this type of stuff, folks. That just shows how corrupt we are. But what the heck? You're paying for military transgender services, right? You're paying for through public schools to teach your kids gender reassignment and give BJs to boys and drag queen story time and invasion of open borders and experimental vaccines and depopulation and all these Bezos, Gates, Zuckerberg, Rothschild, Rockefellers, all these white males who are allowed to attack poor and middle-class white males while they're buying up farmland and taking your food. Never mind legalizing voter fraud with a H.R. 1 and forget about the Equality Act, which you've talked about in some. This is called the selling out of America by the politicians, the bankers, lawyers, judges, courts, military, evidence, facts. Everything's been redefined, bribe, blackmail, threats, submissive conformity. This is all part of the globalist agenda. And the DOJ, FBI, CIA, and infiltration has paid off because now all these overt and covert programs have thrown the American people under the bus. See, this is what happens when I go off into a tangent, folks. That's my bad. Next, daughter of Joe Biden's chief of staff signs letter to DOJ to stop the election audit in Arizona. Corrupt, corrupt, corrupt. Next, external devices with up-to-date vote totals were taken off-site nightly during the election by Maricopa County and Dominion employees. You can't make this stuff up. Next, Maricopa County did not have administration access to the 2020 election. This means they ceded ownership to the an outside election system provider. Next, Maricopa County officials refused to turn over subpoenaed devices used in 2020 election. This subpoenas don't even carry any weight anymore. My gosh, are we corrupt? Next, Maricopa County elections witness testifies that Dominion ran entire election. County officials and observer never had access to passwords. Can you believe this? This is a this is beyond Twilight Zone. Next, Arizona Ken Bennett, Dominion refuses to comply with subpoena and turn over password to the Maricopa County machines. Next, Arizona Audit Director Ken Bennett drops a bomb. Says it's very concerning that Dominion has passwords, control of Maricopa County voting systems. Officials don't. Next, they sent everybody home, reboot the system on Election Day. Arizona election witness Jan Bryant. Next, no supporters greet 81 million vote recipient Joe Biden as he arrives in Lake Charles, Louisiana. No supporters. No supporters. Next, BLM militants draw AR-15s and AK-47s on Portland motorists. No police on the scene as reign of terror continues. This is why there's such a mass exodus out of blue states. Next, Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer borrowed billionaire's private jet to secretly travel to Florida during the lockdown. She tells you people that she calls you useful idiots in Michigan, and she goes, flies down on a billionaire's private jet to Florida.
We'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, author of two number one national best-selling books. My first, Gold is a Better Way, was published when gold was $1,200. My second, The Great Devaluation, published when gold was $1,500. Today, gold's $1,750. I'm marking that price with my most important information I've ever published, the leverage ratio of the Federal Reserve. This report on the Fed's balance sheet aims to prove why the Fed actually wants and needs a higher gold price. Subscribers pay thousands for my information. I want to give it to you for free. Just have an IRA or 401k. I'll release my special leverage report to you right now. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000 for your free leverage ratio report. I believe gold's headed much higher. Get my report and find out why. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Sheehan, you're on a roll. Please continue.
Well, thank you, Vince. At this point in the game, I just don't know how we can deliver more messages and more facts in a short period of time, and I think this is it. Okay, next article, folks. Vaccine passports come to Washington State. Next, federal government grows by 48,000 jobs. That's where the growth is. Maybe some leisure and hospitality, but nothing compared to the numbers that they expected on the jobs report. See, this is why we have to go to alternative means of backup plan. When you print money like this just to create this fast, to create enforcers and regulators to save and give welfare for the rich regarding these big corporations and the small businesses, by design, are going down. We have to look at alternative forms, especially Governor Gianforte. This is for you. We have to look at alternative forms of commerce, of money, of doing business. And this is why we have to legalize, just like what Arkansas did. We have to legalize silver and gold. And for you young people, you're all for solar and green energy. You're for EVs and computers and smartphones. You know, you're all about small business would thrive if we had alternative money supply, because silver is literally being sold. Each piece is sold 1,000 times over. I mentioned that article about 2 months ago. So when you look at, you know, the naked shorts, the paper contracts, all the products silver is used for, it's not just money, it's a commodity. You know, the solar panels, the water purification, forks, spoons, x-ray film, mirrors, medical instruments. I mean, it's the corruption and manipulation behind silver and gold is unbelievable. So they want the powers that be. They're going to continue to constantly manipulate this unless we segregate the physical price from the paper price, because they want submissiveness. They want conformity. They want despair, division, pot stirring, elimination of rights, the inability to control your own destiny. So we have to start thinking outside the box and have a plan B, because we don't have golden parachutes and hedges like these big people do, these big corporations. I mean, when the federal government is growing by 48,000 jobs because they're printing money, never mind the debt load, never mind the corruption load, all the things that we've talked about in great detail, how can the federal government be growing by such an enormous amount? The federal government, government in general, should be cut down by 90-95%. It's a total takeover. Next, DeSantis tells Antifa and Black Lives Matter to stay out of Florida or there will be consequences. We all know this is not a social program. This is follow the money. We've talked about how the big people are funding Antifa and BLM. We should all call them Blantifa, because they are the brown shirts. They are being, they're mercenaries. They're being bought and paid for to do these activities. And that just shows how brave DeSantis is. When you talk about the pig factor, okay, he is, as far as courage, as far as intelligence, as far as patriotism, he's one of the people at the top of the list. Next, Mexico accuses Joe Biden of orchestrating a coup. Imagine my shock. Next, stop programming kids to be socialists, says North Carolina Lieutenant Governor Robinson. He hammers public schools, and he predicts a mass exodus out of the public schools. And this is why we talk about homeschooling. Vince Vannelli and his wife did this, and he got an outstanding product with his children. Next, New Jersey plans taxpayer-funded $1,000 stimulus checks for illegal aliens. Now, I'm going to go back to the inflation chart, folks. I talked about this a few years ago. I bring it up every once in the blue moon. Inflation, when you look at health care, when you look at car insurance, when you look at education, mostly dominated because of the influx of illegal immigrants that you have to pay for. And now these blue states are going to be floating $1,000 stimulus checks for illegal aliens on top of all the inflation. See, a lot of these people at the bottom rung of the ladder think, oh, I'm going to get some free stuff. It doesn't come close to the amount of, remember, life is relative. And when you get all this welfare for the rich and welfare for illegal aliens, and you think you're getting something free because you're getting a couple of crumbs, it's not relative. You are losing ground. Next, University of Massachusetts Amherst students suspended for not wearing a mask off campus. People, it's social and political indoctrination in our schools. They've been Marxist takeovers. Get out of there.
Yeah, it's going to give us a chance for Rich to lower his blood pressure during the top of the hour news and commercial announcements. And by the way, class, I wanted to tell you that when Rich talked about gold and silver in Arkansas, there was the bill was signed into law that Arkansas will no longer charge sales tax on gold, silver, platinum, palladium, and coins.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.